episode 100.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited about this episode today because it is episode 100 of Motherhood in Hollywood. Yay! My special guest today, by popular demand, and I have to say rightly so, is my husband, Chris. Hi, baby.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Feel free to congratulate me.
I was about to.
You need to do it faster.
Well, whatever. Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Thank you.
It's amazing you come this far.
Thank you. Is it amazing in that you can't believe I've done it, or
I can't believe you had 100 episodes of this podcast.
Me neither.
And they have all been like great episodes too.
They have.
Like,
I have literally just, I've sort of been reflecting a lot the past few weeks, like, what am I going to do for my 100th episode? And, you know, I feel like I was like, oh, I should do something big. I should, you know, make it crazy. I should get like, you know, huge star or whatever. And then I realized, I was like, no, because that's not really what Motherhood in Hollywood has been about. You know, people ask me all the time about celebrity moms and if I'm going to have celebrities on and all that stuff. And I do. I have celebrity moms on. Mm-hmm. I have some coming up, as a matter of fact, on the show. But I have always, from day one, felt like this is not about Hollywood moms. This is about...
Despite the name of the podcast being Motherhood in Hollywood. Okay. Let's just clear that bit of confusion
what
up for your listeners.
Douche. All right. Good point. Hollywood in the sense of, like, you know, only celebrities.
Sure.
You know, because celebrities, while they do have, you know, they bring with them the fame and the social media clout and all of that stuff, you know, they have just one side of the story to tell for moms and parents, really, in the entertainment industry, because there are producers, writers, directors, stylists, you know, everybody. There's so many different areas of this town and of this industry of parents who are trying to, like I've always said, follow their dreams and balance it with their family life and still, you know, have a family life.
And you're right. It's not just about the celebrities. It's not just about in front of camera people. It's, you know, the behind the scenes, the writers, the producers, et cetera, et cetera.
So what for you in the past 100 episodes has been, what have you seen like the biggest change in me? Because I feel like I have changed a lot in different ways. So what do you think has been the biggest change for you?
You've gotten prettier.
Oh, you know, stop it.
You've
We'll have sex later, I promise.
Yes.
It worked.
We do get paid to come on this podcast. That's my payment. What have I seen? What changes in you? You've become so much more focused and dedicated. And, you know, by focused, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate and you're constantly, you know, juggling 10 different things and it's, you know, frantic sometimes, but I see the glow in your eyes, or the gleam in your eyes, rather, how excited you are to be able to do that. You've become so focused and on this business that you've created. It's really fun to watch.
And that's really, I think, the biggest thing for me is that I didn't realize that my fun podcast hobby would be a business, could possibly be anything other than just me dicking around in my office.
This has literally become something that was at first just an outlet for your creativity.
Right.
Because you just wanted something fun and new and creative to do. And you thought, hey, this sounds cool.
Right.
And you did it. And now we're literally making tens of dollars a week.
Tens of dollars.
And it's so helpful. It's
supporting my coffee habit. but no, it's true. I'm amazed that
it's become a business.
It has evolved into that. Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't know you could make money off of a podcast. I didn't know you could start a business off a website. I mean, I guess ultimately I did know, but...
That wasn't the goal.
It wasn't the goal. For so long, I've been so focused on being an actor. So focused on headshots, auditioning, workshops, you know, networking in that way. And I just... It's been sort of a nice reprieve, a nice little way to take the pressure off myself to focus on something else, creating something instead of what can you give me?
But you're still focused on acting. You're
still, focused on acting. Doing that. Yeah. No, I definitely do because, you know, I go to auditions every week and I'm always, you know, hustling there. But it's just a different focus. And a large part of that is because of Channing. She, being her mom, has completely changed, you know, I mean, I'm still driven and I want to be an actress. But I have learned over the past few years since starting Motherhood in Hollywood that I also want to be successful in other ways. And I guess what I mean is acting is so hard. It is really hard and it is limiting somewhat. Like if you come out to LA and you're like, I just want to be an actor, then
good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, because it's not that kind of a town. I feel like you have to have
Especially
now. Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Back in the day, 20 years ago, yes, you could.
Yeah, I think you probably could
do that.
I think you would still be waiting tables for a long time and hoping to get your big break. Mm-hmm. But it's different now. You have to be writing things. You have to do improv. You have to be on social media, you know.
Well, there's the social media, there's the internet, web,
you
know, webisodes.
You have to be creative, you have to be hustling. And that's one thing that I've learned too from doing interviews with some really amazing and talented people who are doing it and have made it, that I've learned, oh, I can't just be one note anymore. And see, and I was thinking, oh no, I know how to do improv and sketch comedy, so clearly I'm diverse. Clearly I have a lot to offer. But that's certainly in the past few years opened my eyes to this business and really what truly being diverse and in entertainment means.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so you guys, first of all, before I go any further talking about how amazing I am and how much I've learned, I feel like I need to
welcome
say,
welcome to my world, everybody.
Welcome to Chris's world every day. I feel like I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every single person who has downloaded an episode of my show, subscribed to this show. If you've left a comment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, because I'm everywhere. If you have shared the show with a friend or even mentioned to a friend, you should check out this show. Thank you. Truly, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because from the beginning, this has been me in my office talking, and sometimes it feels like you're talking to no one. But when you guys interact with me and you and I hear from you, if you tweet at me or whatever, it's like, oh my gosh, people listen to my show. I've had people stop me before and go, I love your podcast. You know, they don't know me. 2 years ago, nobody would have been like, hey, I loved you in that role on The Office.
Right.
Nobody would have done that. But people are listening to my podcast, and it is so, it is infinitely rewarding and gratifying to know that you're making something that people enjoy. And if you laugh a little bit during the podcast, that's the best thing I could ever hope for.
Yep.
If you learn stuff, meh, I don't care. I mean, I'm not here to teach.
This is not an educational podcast.
There are so many educational podcasts you can tune into.
We're not that.
I love that Chris is like, we are not that. Listen, buddy, you've done a half a dozen episodes. You need to lump yourself into
your top-rated episodes.
That's true. What does that say, you guys? That's another thing I'm really curious to hear everybody's feedback on, is the episodes I've done with Chris have been some of the most popular and most downloaded episodes.
You're welcome.
Except for in the beginning when only three people were listening.
True.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Mary and Heather. Thanks for listening. And Will and Adam. I don't think Will listens, though.
No.
I think Will's like, hey, good job. But Adam is the one that listens.
F that guy.
Adam listens and he gives Will highlights. But seriously, there are so many people I have to thank and want to thank. Olivia Howell is one. Hey, girl. I could go through on, and I probably should at some point. I should just have a whole episode dedicated to thanking everybody for their support. It might not be as interesting to listen to.
But still, it's good to throw that out there.
It is. So, and Jane Fuhrer, I have to thank Jane. She's amazing. And Bridget. I don't know if Bridget listens or Bridget shares my stuff a lot. Anyway, I digress. But the episodes that you're on, people seem to enjoy. I don't know why. But you guys have given Chris a really big head. Now he thinks he's... awesome podcast man.
I think I just think it speaks to chemistry. You and I have chemistry.
We do. We do. I was telling my friends, Aaron and Vina, the other day. They were asking because they were like, oh my gosh, you've been married 16 years. And I was like, mm-hmm. And they were like, how do you do that? Like, how do you keep the spark alive? And I'm like, you just do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a dick answer, but I'm like, I don't know. We're in love.
It's not that hard.
I love you. So just keep it going. All right. Let's talk about... I'm totally switching the subject before it gets inappropriate. Because I would totally...
It could get derailed pretty
easily. I totally will start talking about our sex life and stuff. People ask me that all the time. Do you guys still have sex? And I'm like, well, yeah. We're not...
define
invalids.
Sex.
Oh, please. Yes. Please define what you think sex is. Because maybe we're doing different things. Oh, my God. Don't make me cough laugh. I do that all the time. You're ridiculous, but I love you. So my first few episodes were with Jen Hasty, who is the epitome of motherhood in Hollywood. She's a working actress. She's not a huge star, but she's certainly a name actress and people, a character actress know her. And she is a mom. She's a little girl like I do and just hustles. And then my next guest was Amy Crowfoot. Also another great example of a mom, working actress and mom in Hollywood. Yep. And, yeah, it's just sort of evolved from there. What have been some of your favorite episodes or most memorable episodes?
Well, you know, I would listen to like every episode you did up to a point. You were sending me like the preview. I was the tester of all
quality
your episodes.
Control.
Quality control, right. So I listened to a lot of them. And lately, I haven't been listening to as many.
That's
maybe?
Rude. That is rude. But I can't, how dare you admit
there's a few
that?
There was a few recently that have stuck out. I like the one you did with Blair Briard.
Oh, yeah. Louis C.K.'s producing partner.
Yeah. That was a cool episode. And I thought that's also something. That's also one of those things. The Hollywood type, she's not in front of the screen. She's not in front of the camera.
Right.
She's behind the scenes. She's a producer. And it was a really good episode and very informative. I like the stuff you did at the Jim Henson Studios.
With Hallie Stanford?
Yeah. You know, you also did one a ways back regarding like kids and entitlement.
Oh, yeah, the book. That was
Entitlemania.
That was a really popular episode. And, you know, people ask me all the time, like, how do you get ideas for your shows and whatever? And sometimes I get emails with pitches for guests. Like, a publicist will email me. Because I'll tell you, smart publicists are now tapping into podcasts as an outlet for promotions. The really smart podcast publicists know, oh, here is an audience that is
captive.
Thank you. Almost said isolated, but that's different. A captive audience, like in a movie, that is interested in the subject matter, interested in the host, you know, whatever it might be, and they're listening. So if you've got something to promote, a guest, a book, you know, a project, you know, a movie, whatever, why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want to have somebody who has a captive audience like that? So I get pitches from publicists, and one of them was for that book, by Richard. Oh, I'm forgetting his name. How terrible of me. But anyway, the book's, the name
Watts.
Of the book. Yeah. Richard Watts. Thank you. Why do you know that?
Because the book is on our shelf.
Oh,
behind
yeah.
You.
I'm stupid. Richard Watts, Entitlemania.
Yeah.
That episode was very popular.
It was very cool.
People seem to really be into that.
You know, and you do a lot of those, too, where it's like, it's not necessarily Hollywood-based, but it's more parenting-based. And I think that's a really good blend of stuff. You did a swimming one recently that was really good because we're getting into the summer seasons and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that episode did really like well, too.
Right.
And see, here's what I try to do is I'm trying to ride the line between what is interesting to me as a parent, topics that I find interesting as a parent, and then I also in turn hope that my listeners find interesting, and the celebrity culture, the wow fame factor of Hollywood. Because I also get pitches about actors and actresses and things like that. So I really take it to heart who I let be on my podcast. I get people come to me all the time and go, hey, I'm a mom. I should be on your podcast. And I'm like, get out of here.
Right.
Get out of here with that. You're stupid. You don't get to just be on my
just
podcast.
Just
because
you're a mom.
Yeah. The podcast that I have nurtured and
Well, it
toiled over.
It comes down to what you want to listen to, or you know what interests you.
Right.
You know, the Entitlemania thing was a very interesting podcast.
It is.
The swimming one was a very interesting podcast. I'm trying to think of some of the other earlier ones you did. I think you did did you do an adoption one?
I did the adoption. Yes, I did. That was from Renita. She's a casting director, and she shared her adoption story about how she, for a long time, was so focused on career and kind of, you know, time kind of got away from her. And then she found the man she loved, and they struggled with fertility a little bit. And, you know, they ended up going through adoption, and she's like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It changed her world. And I mean, it was such a beautiful story. That was also a very, very popular episode too. It's been really interesting to me to see what has worked and what hasn't worked. Like, for example, with Glozell, I had Glozell on, one of the biggest internet stars.
Big YouTube star, right?
Yeah, like huge, massively successful on YouTube and Instagram and all that stuff. Her podcast, surprisingly, did not do that well. And I mean, and I say did not do that well. A lot of people listen to it, but comparative to, you know, let's
to
say
me, the, I mean,
to Chris Brooker episodes. But it's just been interesting, and it kind of also speaks to the whole learning process that I've had with all this, like what resonates with people, what doesn't, and what, you know, they'll tune in for and what they won't. But ultimately, through it all, I do it for myself.
Right.
I interview people that I want to talk to.
Yep. That's obvious.
I want to hear, because while it is incredible that so many people do listen to my show, I want it to always be me and my voice and for me. That sounds really selfish, but
me, mine.
That sounds really selfish, but it's like, it's not about you. It's about me. Hi, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this 100th episode of Motherhood in Hollywood. Again, so grateful to everyone who's come along this journey with me. I'm also grateful to all of the people who have sponsored my show from the beginning. And in particular, right now, I want to say thank you to Nudu. That's N-U-D-U. Nudu is a luxury skincare line, and it's completely chemical and toxin-free. They use premium botanical actives with proven skin benefits, antioxidants for powerful anti-aging defense and repair, pure nourishing plant oils to reduce water loss, and skin-friendly compounds for tone, softness, and elasticity. And who doesn't need a little more elasticity in their skin, right? Me over here. I definitely need more of that. So go right now to motherhoodinhollywood.com. Click on the Nudu image. That will take you to nudu.com, where you can find out more about their products. And also check out, or when you go to check out, rather, enter the code Hollywood, and that will get you 20% off of your order. Such a great savings from Motherhood in Hollywood and Nudu, helping you create a new you.
Well, I think in the early early on, you've been trying to cultivate this audience, right? You've always wanted to grow your audience, and now you have this audience, and now you know what your brand is.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Another episode that did really, really well is learning about your brand and knowing your brand. To be honest with you, 2 years ago, if you had asked me what my brand is, I would have been like, funny fat gal. You know, because that's what my whole life is as a casting, from a casting perspective. That's what agents and managers and everybody always told me. Sure. You're the funny fat girl. But I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. And I also don't want to think of myself in terms of a brand for Motherhood in Hollywood like that. Like, it's a different entity. My business brand is different than my acting brand, which is, you know, something I've learning.
And that's one thing I've really noticed about you as well, is that recognition of what that brand is for you and what it means to you. And it's become something that's very close to your heart. You're very protective over your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you, every day I see you grasp what you need to do to retain that brand more and more.
This podcast has been something I've become more passionate about than I ever could have realized or known. I had no idea.
Right.
Episodes that stand out in my mind is Mike Doty.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That has to be one of the most special personally for me because we're such huge fans of his.
So cool.
I mean, talk about having nothing to do with motherhood in Hollywood.
Zero.
This man is a rock star, indie rock star. If you don't listen to Mike Doty music, please do that now. He's incredible. And Chris and I have been fans of his for many years, yep, since his days of Soul Coughing. And for our anniversary last year, I was like, you know what? I have this podcast. And this is when Motherhood in Hollywood was barely a year old. Like, right, you know, I had hardly made a dent in the surface at all. And I reached out to him and his manager, and I was like, I would be so honored to have you on a podcast as a gift to my husband for our anniversary. And he was like, sure, absolutely. And I was like,
and then a few months later, he was knocking at our door.
He was literally in our house. We had Greek food. Wait, it was Greek, right? No, shawarma.
Shawarma.
Yeah. Is that Greek?
It's Mediterranean.
All right. Okay, hashtag racist. We had
Chris's, just warm a shop on every corner here.
Yeah, Chris is laughing at me. So he came to our house. I loved it. I mean, he was wonderful. Like, I just was bold. Because for me, it's like having a huge star in your house.
Yeah.
It's like, what planet does that happen on?
And it was cool just to hang out and talk about music. And it was really, really, that was a great episode too.
Yeah, the Mike Doty episode was really special to me. And to be honest with you, they've all been special in their own way and in different aspects, you know. I know I ask people stupid questions. I know I get really random and weird sometimes.
It's like, I part of your brand.
I know you didn't listen to the kids swim one, but I literally asked this woman, do you think that babies born in water are more likely to grow up and be swimmers? And she goes, I don't think anyone's ever asked me that before.
Bad question.
And I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever said. Like, what a dumb question, but whatever. That's what I do. I ask stupid questions.
It reminds me, and this is a little story about me. I used to work in radio, and back in the day when I was on radio, the band The Nixons, I don't know if you know The Nixons.
Sister, I miss you.
In the 90s, they had this song called Sister that was a really big song. Well, they came into studio with me. They played an acoustic version of the song. So me, Captain DJ, after they were done with the song, I was like, wow, that was great. What does that song mean?
Oh, come on, man.
And they just looked at me with the same look that I'm sure the swimming person gave you. Like, it was about my sister, man.
I miss her.
Dumb questions.
I know.
That comes back to haunt me for some reason. That was like the dumbest question I ever asked anyone.
Those moments where you're like, I can't believe I just said that to you.
That's stupid.
Before we go much further, I feel like we should tell people about the giveaways, because I did promote we were doing major
giveaways. You have swag to give away.
Major giveaways, big announcements coming your way as I cough in your ear. Let's talk about the big announcements first. So, I am excited to tell you guys over the next few weeks some of the incredible guests I have coming on my show. Are you ready? Are you holding on to your butt? Courtney Thorne Smith from Melrose Place,
yeah,
is going to be a guest on my podcast. DJ Paul Oakenfold, yes,
Motherhood in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. Talk about like not, you know, whatever. I'm not going to jinx it. If he's listening, hey Paul, I'm excited to have you on my show. But yeah, just completely amazed and in awe of that. And Sherry Shepherd. Formerly of The View, and now she is on a new NBC show. And there's a few more coming up that I can't announce yet, but I'm dying to. Just amazing guests, amazing. Yep. So grateful for the people who are taking the time out of their busy schedules to just talk with me for a little bit. Another huge thing that has changed in the last couple of years is my... that Motherhood in Hollywood has sort of brought about is sort of a revisit to my reporting days.
Yes.
That's something I never would have pursued again or done again. And I honestly am not really sure how it kind of came about. I think it was from the Bad Moms premiere. I went last summer to cover the Bad Moms premiere, and people were like, oh, you should be a reporter. And I'm like, well, I was for many years. And I started realizing, like, I like interviewing people. I love asking questions. I love being fun and silly and, you know, And that sort of reignited my interest in reporting stuff again.
Yep.
Then I got hired by Channel 2 in Tulsa, my hometown, as a freelance entertainment reporter KJRH. For them. Yeah. And now I get to report for them and cover entertainment stories. And it's like, it's so funny to me because when I was in... Oh, gosh. When I was in college, there wasn't really such a thing as an entertainment reporter because I was in college like 2 decades ago. Right. Let's be real. No, there was no E, I don't think. If there was, it was brand new.
It was
new.
In infancy. Yeah. Right.
There was Entertainment Tonight, but Entertainment Tonight was not...
The Entertainment Tonight it is now.
No, it was just sort of like what came on after the news and you got to watch when your mom wasn't watching The Wheel.
Right.
You know, like I got to click over to Entertainment Tonight. So entertainment reporting was never really something that seemed like a viable option. I remember being a reporter in Topeka and thinking, oh, that would be really fun, you know, to be an entertainment reporter and not have to cover murders and fires and stabbings and stuff. But it just didn't seem like something because I was so into news, so into hardcore into news. Like
you were a big news nerd.
I totally was. Yeah. And, now it's sort of interesting how it's kind of come back around and become this presence in my life because I do love talking about movies and TV shows and actors and the whole process of making a movie and television. And now that I get to do that and make money and have it be part of a job is unbelievable to me. I'm like, I just feel like the luckiest girl in the world. I'm like, somebody pinch me. And none of that would have happened had I not started Motherhood in Hollywood, this podcast.
That's true.
So because of that, I'm so grateful again to everybody who's listened. And I want to have a giveaway. There's two different giveaways that I'm giving you guys. I should have said this in the beginning, but what are you going to do? It's too late to go back. There's two giveaways that I'm doing. The first one is for the first 50 people who leave a comment on my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. If you listen through Stitcher, that's great. For the first 50 people between now and Sunday, I should have written the date down. What is Sunday? Wait, I got a calendar here. I think it's like the 4th. Okay. From now through Sunday the 4th, the first 50 people to leave a comment, Motherhood in Hollywood podcast, you can say whatever you want, good, bad. I mean, I would prefer it to be good, but you don't have to. You will get a $10 gift certificate to Amazon. That's right. I will give you $10 gift certificate to Amazon for the first 50 comments between now and Sunday the 4th.
Nice.
And the next giveaway that you have the chance to win and enter into is on my website, MotherhoodInHollywood.com. You guys, if you've listened a lot, you've heard me say it a billion times, MotherhoodInHollywood.com. Just subscribe to my website. Just enter your email, hit subscribe, and you're in. You're entered to win. Oh, I should tell them what they're entered to win.
Helps.
And you win at life. You're entered to win a gift box, if you will, with over $550 worth of swag. Now, many of you know, if you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you know that I get to go to a lot of events now. That's another thing that's totally changed my world. I get invited to parties, launch parties, TV show events, and that sort of thing. And while I'm there, a lot of times they give me items and swag, and I want to give it to you. So I have
just get it out of our house.
Just get it out of Chris is like, just get this out. I have over $550 worth of items and swag that I'm going to send you. It's everything from I should have like looked in the box, but there is some, I think it's called PH Paris something, facial cream. I really should have an FXP yoga mat is in there. There's some really high end serums and moisturizers. There's also a cellulite mat, which I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's just a huge box full of amazing things that I get from these wonderful events I get invited to. Celebrities get them as well. So now I want to give them to you. And all you have to do is just subscribe to motherhoodinhollywood.com. It's right there on the front page. It's super easy to find. It's on the right-hand side. Just enter your email address and subscribe. That way you can stay abreast of all of the things happening in my world. And that's it. The first 50 people to leave a comment on my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher will win. That's all you have to do. You're not entered to win. You will win. The first 50 people to do that, you'll get a $10 gift certificate to Amazon. $10 is a good deal. It's like, you could buy...
I'm entering right now.
You could buy something with $10.
Yeah.
On Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, that's even better. So, and this week, the other thing I have going on this week is I'm going to be going to the F Word, the very first live taping, I guess live show. I don't think, I guess they're taping it. I don't know. The very first live show for Gordon Ramsay's the F Word. And I'm hoping I'll get to interview Gordon Ramsay.
That would be cool.
That's my hope. So you guys send me good juju, send me good vibes, because I put in a request to do that while I'm there. I don't know if it'll happen, but we'll see. You never know. I also have some other great things coming up for the next several episodes. I interviewed Mila Kunis's production partner, producing partner. Her name is Lisa Sturbikov, and she has some incredible things to say about development in television. And I'm, as an insider nerd and like somebody who's fascinated with the whole process, like I'm still kind of germinating and processing everything she just said. Like, it was incredible. So be on the lookout for that episode as well as the others that I said. Don't forget to enter, subscribe to my show, enter to win this gift box worth of $550 worth of items. And then if you want, you can also enter to win a $10 gift card to Amazon just by leaving a comment on my podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Chris Brooker, should we wrap this up and go to the pool and get drinks?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, tell me how you really
You had me at pool and drinks.
Truly, I love you guys so much. This has been an incredible couple of years for me. I cannot believe we made it to episode 100. And I feel
so
like...
proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like we have even more great things to come. And I'm looking forward to the next 100 with you guys. So thank you for coming along for the journey. I love you. Remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye. Balls.